Aruma.
Love it.
That movie, though, well, that
was, well, folks, because
I saw theories, you know.
Well, that was wild. That was nuts. Welcome back to the Star Wars Guys podcast.
What's going on? Aruma. Is this Star Wars or what?
On program. On program.
Well, there's Johnny Carson, and next we have Cal Kestis on the show.
Alex, welcome. Buddy, welcome. Welcome.
Trying to think
chat,
of what
everybody.
The oldest possible reference could be that anyone would still have any idea we're saying.
Buddy Hackett.
Mike, hit him with the intro.
Well, I was doing the intro. And
I was trying to.
Next time, there's a wild, wacky Jedi named Ahsoka Tano.
I don't know. Welcome back to the Star Wars Guys podcast. We are your hosts, as always. I am.
You are loud.
I am Mike. This is Nate, and you know him well. Uncle Plot.
Uncle.
And he's back. He's back.
One quarter portion.
Uncle's back.
Are you doing Harry reacting to Cedric Diggory?
Somehow,
he's
Uncle.
Back. He's
somehow,
back.
Uncle has returned.
Voldemort's somehow. Back.
Somehow.
Hey,
Uncle has returned.
Little Star Wars moment. If that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's good to finally have a Star Wars moment on this show.
So I'm watching the 1980s classic starring Peter McNichol.
Everyone knows
Dragon Slayer, right? Who do I see as the cleric standing toe-to-toe with the dragon, burned by flames, but young Ian McDermott? I was like, no way.
Yes.
Ian McDermott.
So great.
I love it.
I've seen that movie. I didn't even know it was him. So that's my Star Wars.
Any Ian McDermott is good Ian McDermott for me. I want more.
He was weaker in this. He just died.
More like limited power, am I
limited
right?
Limited power. Yeah.
That's a reference.
Very limited power.
So that was a reference from, I believe it was Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Good flick. Yeah, welcome everybody.
Nate, where can the people find us?
In the chat. Welcome. Yeah, we got a fun one for you today. We are looking into the future. We are we're looking into 2023 Star Wars, ranking what we are most looking forward to.
Ooh.
And also, I thought about this, maybe add a little ranking what we think after seeing them, what we would view as our favorites.
Ooh.
So
that's
why
we're going to be
most
in the
anticipated, but then also which ones do you think might surprise you in our
I am so excited to contradict myself. Indeed.
I love it.
I am most excited for this show, and I'm guessing that after that show I should have been more excited for something else.
I think this one will be surprising.
This is great. I love it.
If we get it.
I love it.
Hey, we're going to roll. And then obviously in doing so, as we discuss each show and stuff coming in 2023, We'll throw out some theories and why we're excited about it, what we might think could happen, some possibilities.
We should have done this for 2022 also, because we just finished a great year of a lot of Star Wars.
We did.
But we'll start fresh with 2023, and we'll see if it's a good year for us for the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of this year we'll give away another Funko Pop.
Stick around. If you've followed our podcast in the past, you know that we've never been wrong about a single prediction. Hence
never.
Mace Windu being in
the obvious
Mando,
choice to come and train Grogu.
He was, and
it's really Mace Windu rising from the dead is really the only thing that makes sense.
Luke is maybe the most well-known person in the galaxy.
In our defense, I think we said over and over on the podcast, Luke makes most sense, but they just can't do that.
No.
They can't.
Well, how would they do it?
We're going to recast?
We're going to do Sebastian Stan playing?
It's impossible.
We have the Winter Soldier?
Computer.
We have the Winter Soldier playing Luke Jedi? Yeah. Luke Jedi.
Yeah.
That's his name now.
So,
there's still Luke that Jedi. Rumor going around. Sebastian Stan's going to show up somewhere. I've heard that.
I think he'll show up in a Marvel project.
Luke should appear in an animated one of the animated shows, the easiest thing to
that
have Mark
so
Hamill
confusing.
Do. The easiest
but
thing
get
to have
Sebastian
Mark
Stan
do.
Do the voice.
I'm still on this Luke in anime. I think Luke in Dragon Ball Z would be very fun.
That would be good. And Visions.
That would be very good. Visions 2 is coming soon.
Yeah.
Ooh, Visions 2.
Yeah. So, is there a certain show that you guys want to start with?
Hey, let me throw something out real quick. Those of you who are already with us, tell us if the sound is a little weird. We had to fiddle with some settings.
True.
So if it's a little weird, tell us and we'll try to fix it.
If anybody's quiet or too loud.
Yeah.
We'll fiddle like the devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looking
for
a soul to steal. Well, that was wild. I don't get that reference because that was before my, that was after my
wild,
time.
Wild, wacky stuff.
It was wild, wacky stuff.
Is there a certain show you guys want to start with?
Ranking. Well,
are we going to do a thumbs up ranking?
January 4th?
Wait, how do we thumbs up rank something?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I just want to know the process of
good
that.
Good or bad?
Acolyte. Like
will we rank it?
Boom.
We
no,
will not
no,
rank
like,
it.
Like thumbs up, more excited for this over this.
Oh, okay. A little battle. Now that feels more
a little battle, and then that progresses, and then that kind
a little
of
bracket
starts,
bracket.
Starts
right.
our ranking.
Right.
I like it.
You want to start right at the beginning, January 4 with...
I think we should. Do a little Bad Batch.
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch.
It's our first...
Ooh. Maybe we do anime. Let's do Bad Batch versus Visions 2. Vision Season 2.
Ooh.
Okay. What is this first one's what are you most looking forward to?
Wait. Ray, Bad Batch versus Vision Season 2. You put your thumb up because it doesn't make any sense. We don't know what that
I go with
is.
That.
Thumbs up for Visions, yes. Thumbs down for Bad Batch. Is
ooh.
That what we're doing?
Ooh.
Up for Visions, down for Bad Batch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we should clarify. whoever's on the table, we just say...
Yeah.
Bad Batch is on the table, and
yeah,
they're
moving through.
Versing this.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So Bad Batch would be a yes.
Okay, so
Bad Batch
is
moving through,
thumbs up.
Yes or
whoever's
no.
on the table is the yes.
Yeah.
And Bad Batch is on the table. The challenger is
okay.
Visions.
Sure. And we should
okay?
say, let's do, we'll take 30 seconds before we vote on it. Thoughts about Bad Batch Season 1 and thoughts about Vision Season 1. How excited are we for each of those? You don't have to tip your hand and let you know, like, oh, I'm so much more excited. But what do we think of the first season of each of these?
I love that I'm excited for them for the complete opposite reasons. I'm excited for Bad Batch because I want to see a continuation of the story. I'm excited for Visions because there's no continuation of the story. It's completely
it's
new.
Completely no restraints.
I'm excited
absolutely.
For the complete opposite reasons.
I want
which actually
Jedi
makes
rock
this kind
bands,
of a hard
yeah.
matchup, I think.
It does.
It is tough.
Because I'm looking forward to Bad Batch, but also I'm excited to get some new stories and Visions.
Also you get Visions all like to just roll them out at once, right?
Yeah.
At least that's time they
did. This is a tough.
It's true.
All right, which team is better? Who would win? The New York Yankees or the Boston Celtics? Well, what sport are we playing? I don't even know.
What sport are we playing?
This is different.
That's true.
Horse racing.
That's true.
Yeah, this is. I'm excited for both these shows. I think you hit it. I like that. Whenever initially there's a show or there's a book that sometimes is announced and it's like, oh, this is not necessarily canon. For someone who really loves a lot of canon stuff and likes feeling like I'm investing in something that ties into the bigger narrative,
yeah.
A lot of times, if I hear something's not canon, I'll sometimes go, oh, dang, that kind of feels a little bit lesser. But I think Visions is a great example of great storytelling that because it benefited by not being in the restraints, not having to fit into this.
Yeah.
Give me a Jedi rock band. Just rocking out. Give me
Jedi
some.
Rock band.
Give me some twins. Give me a bunch of just wild, wacky stuff. And apparently, he's going to this impression all night. But
a Shashar.
Oh, now he switches to Jay Leno out of nowhere. We got a great.
Don't forget Fallon.
The great thing. I think that it's so great. It's unbelievable.
This is Jimmy Fallon just laughing. I am very excited for both of these, and I'll stop talking. Uncle, anything to say before we put it on the table?
So, like you said, things about canon. What's interesting about Vision, sometimes things will not be canon, but will lean into a direction to go, hey.
Yeah, that's a
reference.
We're
going to pull that into this and go with it. So,
like the pod racing.
Like the pod racing. So,
yeah.
You know, anything. So.
And there's also
we could
I know
be laying
they came
the groundwork
out,
for things that we
I
see.
Know they came out with a Ronin novel soon after.
Yeah.
They came out with that episode that I know a lot of people
awesome.
It was a great episode and then immediately they came out with a book soon afterwards.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's also a testing ground.
Test ideas and stories and then be like,
"Oh, just messing around.
Everybody loved this one. Okay, let's go make an entire thing for it."
Right.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So,
Bad Batch on the table versus
Bad
Visions?
Batch is on the table.
A yes vote is for Bad Batch. A no vote is for the challenger, okay. Visions.
So, we're voting whether or not to push to advance Bad Batch.
Bad
yes.
Batch will push through.
Yeah.
To push through, no. To be defeated.
Finish him. I believe there is an emoji for thumbs up and thumbs down.
Oh,
yeah. If I'm familiar. So,
yeah.
Feel free.
Yeah. Feel free.
Give us your votes. In
thumbs
chat.
Up for Bad
Give
Batch.
Us a vote. Thumbs up for Bad Batch.
Not that it's better, but that's just the one
not
that's
a
on the
thumbs
table.
Down
just
you
a,
don't want
just,
visions.
Yeah.
It's just a way to.
It's just which of these, if you had to choose one of them, not that you're going to choose one over the other, like I only want to watch this or this. It's just which one are you a little bit more excited about moving forward?
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh,
all of us.
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
Yeah, it's bad batch. Now, I will say, this might be one I contradict myself.
You might come back and go, wait a minute.
Because I don't know the story of Visions.
Eliminates two voting systems. Now, I can already see that I made a mistake.
Listen, I'm completely wrong.
I'm completely wrong. 5 seconds later, I can see
I'm most excited for Bad Batch because I understand the story where it's at and I want to see where it goes. Now,
yeah.
because I don't know what's coming in Visions 2, it could very well, there could be some stories in there that I'm like, okay, I like that more. That now ranks over Bad Batch
because
I don't know the stories that are coming.
Yeah.
So I think it could, Visions could pass up after we see everything.
Could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm also excited about for both of these shows?
We got a thumbs down in chat, too.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
I like it. What I'm excited about for both of these shows is that Star Wars, the Disney era of Star Wars with...
It's Star Wars.
Even pre-Disney, because Cartoon Network with Clone Wars and then obviously finishing on Disney+.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars has a history of its animated shows starting a little bit smaller, a little bit slower, and then... Wow, I can't believe season 3 we have Thrawn in Rebels.
Right.
We're like the, I know. Like I grew up reading Thrawn books in the 90s. Now all of a sudden this show that started with Meilu runs and
King, I just got to find my parents. King.
And now it's now it's actually Ian McDiarmid voicing the Emperor. Yeah. World Between Worlds. All this stuff happening.
By the way,
he's
back for Bad Batch too.
The full thing.
I know.
McDermott's back for Bad Batch, too.
Just
I
let
love
him
it.
Do it. Let
and
him
they even
it
showed him in the latest trailer that came out the other day.
Mm-hmm. Let him do it all. So, all that to say, both Visions could really take even some bigger swings of like,
that's what
cool,
I'm saying.
That was great. We're going to go even bigger for these next ones because people responded to it and really liked it. And
I just love the creativity, too, of how each thing's just its own style.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really cool.
Absolutely.
But
also, it hasn't been announced yet, but give me more Tales of the Jedi.
Dude.
Give
for
me
sure.
more.
That'll
if we,
happen.
If we had to rank 2022 things, I can tell you that would be high up on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah.
That would be
Which,
very high up on my list.
What else we got here? Is Bad Batch, so how are we doing this? Is Bad Batch staying on until it gets passed?
So it's advanced to the next round, and now you got to do the other first round
matchups.
We should
think of another system, because our chat's going to be filled with thumbs down the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's what are these guys doing? Everybody hates their show.
That's true.
We another can do one and two.
Yeah, just kidding. No, that's fine. Then they'll be full of poop all the thing. Number two is all the way through the whole thing.
<That's true. laughs> There's no, yeah, there's...
Nah,
there's
just kidding, a, yeah, great. Lose, lose. Okay. What else do we want to put it up against? Bad Batch versus what? We got Skeleton Crew, Acolyte, Young Jedi Adventures, Mando Season 3, Ahsoka.
Man.
Do we go just
those are some gorillas over there, man. Some 100 pound
we have what
500 pound gorillas are going to be hard to knock
have
off.
We have literally the pillar of Disney Plus in The Mandalorian, Mando. What actually started all of Disney Plus,
mm-hmm.
Along with The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Can't forget about that.
That's season one. True. It was great. And Noelle featuring
what
Anna Kendrick.
What if, do we keep it animated and go against Young Jedi Adventures next?
Do we know anything about this?
I have known nothing about it. Skip it. I'm just okay. kidding.
I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure it'll be great.
I don't know anything about it.
Is it Young Jedi that we don't know or Young Jedi that we do know?
I think it's Young Jedi that we don't know adventures.
Don't know. Okay.
But even that, I really don't know. Because I don't know hardly anything about
right.
it.
It's like, young so Jedi, if I said Young Yoda, you're like,
Young Jedi, okay. I don't know adventures.
If I've seen Young Yoda, but, like a nice, like, adolescent 500-year-old Yoda.
Yeah, just spry.
I think it's all Ahsoka,
like, he's just starting to shave.
Exactly.
500
is
years.
His voice is cracking.
His voice is cracking.
His voice
is cracking.
Yoda goes to college, year 400.
He's doing the Brady
it's all
Bunch
just Grogu.
I love
shorts.
It. Yoda goes to college, year 400. He's got like a little like soul patch. He's growing it out. He's
growing it.
He's got a little bit of.
Oh man, yeah. I know nothing about this one, to be honest.
All right.
Okay.
Bad Batch
okay.
pushes
batch.
Through.
Oh, all right. Someone else throw one out. We got Skeleton Crew, Acolyte, Mando Season 3,
oh, it's getting
Ahsoka.
Interesting.
This is hard.
Skeleton Crew really sounds interesting.
Ooh.
Me.
Speaking of which, did you see the little update on Skeleton Crew this week?
No, fill us in.
Skeleton Crew, according to some of, I believe is making Star Wars, who breaks a lot of like news about production and stuff.
Yeah.
Reportedly, Skeleton Crew will, and I took a screenshot to make sure I don't mess up the wording.
Don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Well, this is what we call a telephone. Back in my day, this was more of a camera.
Here we go.
Don't mess it up.
Skeleton Crew, making Star Wars, reports that Skeleton Crew will explore the origins of the Night Sisters. We'll be part of that show.
Disney's going dark on
They're
us.
Going
between that and
so how quickly do we push this through?
So that
man,
wait, so
live night. Action Night Sisters.
Boy,
now, I'm not even talking Acolyte. Is that Acolytes?
Yeah.
This says
I know.
According to this Skeleton Crew. I think Skeleton Crew, they initially said, was supposed to be. Didn't they initially say Skeleton Crew was? No, maybe they didn't give a time period yet on Skeleton Crew. I kind of thought that it was.
It's next year, but.
No. Time period in.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know when.
But that's what they were saying.
Interesting. Right. So, is that what we're going up against? Bad Batch, Skeleton
Crew. Bad Batch, Skeleton Crew.
Right.
Thumbs up for Bad Batch.
Thumbs
down for Skeleton Crew. Chat, give us your votes.
Wait, which thumbs up for what? Bad Batch is on
Bad
the table?
Batch.
Bad Batch.
Through.
Thumbs
Skeleton
up.
Crew is
Skeleton
a...
if you're... Skeleton.
Gosh.
Thumbs down right. If you're more excited for Skeleton Crew.
Skeleton Crew. I need a second.
I know. This is... As a champion, as someone who loves to champion Bad Batch, and I think that more people need to be watching Bad Batch, this is a tough vote for me because I don't know.
It is a tough vote, although I do know.
Okay.
I do. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Still with Bad Batch.
I love it.
Bad Batch.
Still with Bad Batch. Yep.
Explain yourself.
I'm counting on Boba Fett intersecting with Omega, and I want to see that
Alpha
path
and Omega
and the mystery of who Alpha, how that's going to play out with the brothers.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
I'm excited to see where it goes.
I'm very excited.
And
Acolyte,
I mean, and Skeleton Crew, the concept sounds great,
but it's
I'm not
but
sure.
You have no tie
to
it.
Yeah. Unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns.
I've just seen that goofy picture of Jude Law. That's all I have so far to go off.
I mean, does Dumbledore really belong in?
I love they take the picture and they're like, "Here's this picture of him. Look, he's on set." And we start filming a year and a half from now. Well, then what was that?
threw
him out in the wilderness.
Green screen is not even there.
I think. Yeah, I just, when I first heard this idea of it kind of being like a younger, like a Stranger Things type, and that makes sense, I guess, now that we're hearing more that it's kind of following the Night Sisters. That makes more sense.
Can't help it. Whenever I hear it, I hear it. My brain goes, Night Sisters, you know how to do it.
I love it. That should have been our intro. Man, next time. I can sing.
For next.
Cough is still.
Night Sisters.
What are we going to do for if we actually get confirmation or see in a trailer that it has something to do with the Night Sisters and then it's the premiere and we're coming on here to do our first reactions to the premiere? Are we all going to, is it going to do our countdown to start the episode? It cuts to us and all three of us are standing up with mic stands.
Night sisters.
Disco ball hanging right there.
And we're just going to be.
Down.
We're going to be dressed in the attire too.
So you can move it.
I love it.
I love it.
It's going to be Wednesday Night Fever.
Wednesday Night Fever.
Hot.
Back to the podcast.
Yeah.
So I love it. That was too bad.
The match is off the table.
Sadly.
Yeah. I think because of the Stranger Things is starting to make a little more sense with the Night Sisters, you know, that kind of being the route that it's going to go. And you're right. There's a lot of unknowns because we don't know a ton about it. Mm-hmm. But
and who's to say that's the
what we do
that
know?
Could be a small thing. Like that might not be the crux of the show. Is them
investing
in the Night Sisters?
Could be
anything,
cool.
But
so no,
very
interesting.
Cool.
It just sounds right at this point, and we've talked about this on previous episodes. But I really am just like some of the stuff I'm most looking forward to are like just like new, fresh like stories.
Go somewhere
like
new.
New thing. Part of the reason why I loved Andor.
Yeah.
It's just different. And I loved Mando. And when Mando came out, it was different.
Totally different.
And I'm still looking forward to Mando the next season because I love Mando. But it is nice hearing that these, especially all just next year, we got a bunch of different stories coming, and it's like, wow, it's interesting. But yeah,
love it.
All right,
what do we got?
I don't know. Pick one. What do you got between Acolyte, Mando, and Ahsoka?
Acolyte.
Let's do Acolyte versus Skeleton Crew.
Acolyte, yeah. Skeleton Crew.
All right, so Skeleton Crew it won, so
Skeleton
it's on the
Crew
table.
Is the thumbs up.
All right.
Skeleton Crew is, Skeleton Crew is thumbs up, Acolyte's
thumbs down. Any pre-discussion? Throwing it out there.
Yeah, pre-discussion. Did you guys see any of the leaks that came out for Acolyte?
You photos? Mean just the pictures?
Just photos.
There's
just
a couple
photos.
Of set photos. There's some set photos.
Did you see Sasquatch? literally looks. Like Sasquatch.
There were, I know what you mean. The Wookiee?
The Wookiee on set that got, nice like, got like a Wookiee.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
I haven't seen him.
I mean, it doesn't give a ton away.
It just showed some of the actors that
there's
we already
know.
There's
no information other than.
I thought you meant this.
That's basically
essentially it.
Okay.
Imagine that, but a Sasquatch in like Jedi robes. And that's
whenever I see
that's
that, great. I just think of Will Ferrell and Elf when he does that. He walks through. He's that's walking so through the woods.
But no, the leaked pictures, it showed, so and it does, there was no information. It was just a couple pictures of people on set.
Right.
But one of them was a Wookiee with Wookiee like with its hair like in a bun.
Oh,
top.
Man. A Wookiee
and,
bun.
But, Wookiee but because it was a picture from set, it looked like the Wookiee's like caught off guard. Like, you know, and I was like, this is Sasquatch.
That's great.
Finally, so great. Unequivocal proof.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got.
Who knew Sasquatch was a Jedi?
Who knew?
We've got Skeleton Crew on the table.
Sith knew.
Skeleton Crew on the table.
All right.
Versus the Acolyte. Thumbs up means Skeleton Crew is going through. Thumbs down means Acolyte.
Acolyte's going through.
I got a feeling about this. I got a feeling. All right.
Do-do-do.
My voice is coming back.
Do-do-do.
Sorry.
Three, two, one.
Oh,
yeah,
I felt that.
Acolyte. Yeah.
I'm very high on that.
It's a good downvote. Me too.
I'm very Acolyte.
Because Skeleton Crew
is what are you guys excited
about?
For
we
most?
Love the evil.
Acolyte or Skeleton Crew. Yeah, Acolyte. It's just. We also. Now, I will say we have gotten more information now.
It's.
About
well, it's.
Acolyte. So that helps because.
Acolyte's currently filming.
Right. But I mean, part of the reason why is because we had. I know more about the show.
Yeah.
So true.
That,
it was
that
announced.
Is part of the reason
it
why.
Helps. Acolyte
why
has
I'm
been
more
announced
for, it.
For a couple of years now.
Yeah,
going back to that 2020,
and we knew from the beginning it was going to have a little darker, Sith, powers and Sith
cool.
Force abilities. That type of theme, I guess, to
right.
it. We don't know what all the story will entail, but those things are interesting because we haven't
love
seen
it.
A ton of that.
Yeah,
obviously we get some of it in Clone Wars with the Night Sisters and stuff, but we really don't see a lot of that
no,
so
we need
far,
more.
So it's interesting and exciting to learn about.
I can't think of a song.
You don't want
to
learn too much,
okay.
though.
Night Sisters, They might be in both. Night Sisters.
They might be in both.
Acolyte. Might be in both.
Acolyte.
Night Sisters are
Acolyte.
Pretty dark.
He goes, Acolyte.
Acolyte. Acolyte.
What are we
this
doing?
Is collective sound of what clicking away.
I'm not sick. And that's how I sound.
Yeah,
I don't have an excuse.
So Acolyte, moving on. What's left? Mando season 3 and Ahsoka.
So we've got Ahsoka versus Acolyte.
Ahsoka versus Acolyte.
This is like. This is Rocky IV at the end when he comes up and the bell. You like, there's no.
No.
Drago has no shot.
There's not.
We know he has no chance.
There's no chance. The Russian embassy is turned on him.
Exactly.
The
crowd. Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
Drago
is.
Freedom, USA, USA. The Russians are chanting
for USA.
Prime
Minister. You know what would have happened in that movie today? They would have shot him from the balcony. He would have been shot right there.
I don't remember who it was. Some comedian a while. And again, everyone has talked about this movie, but some comedian. It may have been
just
even like Bill Burr was talking about, like, yeah, it's like when Rocky, solved the Cold War. He's like, it's just a boxing match, and all of a sudden he changes everyone's hearts. Like, all of a sudden, all of the diplomacy, none of that matters at all.
Exactly.
It's not an arms race. It's literally, oh, this guy's got heart. USA. Just completely. Rocky.
That's awesome.
So great.
That's the
great.
That's it.
So good. Yeah.
Right.
Ahsoka versus...
what's on the table?
Gosh, Ahsoka versus Acolytes. Acolyte. Are Acolytes on the table?
This is... Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I it's so skewed because I am really looking forward to Acolyte.
It's skewed? What are the results?
Rocky, Rocky, Rocky.
That's
Rocky.
Thumbs down, by the way. Cans
yeah,
down.
Ahsoka, Ahsoka.
Acolyte's going to be great, but.
Ahsoka's blowing it out of the water.
Ahsoka.
But I am
this
really
is,
excited for Acolyte. But it's Ahsoka.
Too.
It's Hayden Christensen. It's all of it.
That's
it's
what I was
going to
say.
It's
there's
Thrawn.
A,
man.
It's Ezra. It's Thrawn. It's.
It's Rebels. No, it really is Rebels.
It's. It's yeah. May. Yeah. It's May Lurans. It's everything.
It's May Lurans.
May Lurans. It's everything.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love it.
What do we have here? May Lurans.
Well, 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 May Lurans. And a nice puffer pig.
Puffer pig.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Ahsoka just hands down.
Ahsoka?
Thumbs down.
That's a tough one. Rocky.
Hands down. Thumbs down. Or Rocky.
Yeah. What are we?
We have Ahsoka versus Mando.
Yeah.
I mean, no, so many, I mean, we already talked about what Ahsoka is like.
Well, we'll get to some of our theories and predictions for each of these. But
yeah, we can.
Right now, we're kind of just rattling off.
What's
our
hard for us,
comparison.
Too, is Ahsoka. It's one thing if it was just like, we're going to get a show with more, you know, Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka, who's
right.
been great so far in her appearances in Book of Boba Fett and Mando. But for us, who are also diehard fans of Rebels, it's like,
other.
wait, we're seeing all of the other characters. In live action.
Come to life.
We're also getting the answers, the continuation of what happened to Ezra? What happened to Thrawn? We're probably going to get some resolution to some of these characters.
Yeah.
Give me a live action Zeb.
A live action? That's the original
my
Wookiee.
Goodness. Yeah.
The original Wookiee is Zeb.
I didn't even think
about
that.
Well, we do get, now it's not live action. It's not live action, but in Fallen Order.
Yeah. We do.
We get a realistic looking.
We do.
Not just an animated style. Mm-hmm. It's obviously it's a video game,
yep.
but it's supposed to. The graphics are supposed to look real.
Right.
And we get a realistic style of mm-hmm. What's the species again?
He's
training
the Zebs. The Zebs.
Yeah, he's training Cal in all those flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah, it's his master.
Yeah.
And it, I thought it looked great.
Yeah.
And in fact, when that game, I remember when. Fallen Order first came out, as soon as I saw that, I was like, "Oh, it's Zeb, not actually Zeb, but
right, it's awesome."
I was like, "Oh, that's so cool that they touched that in and put that in here."
Cool.
So yeah, they could do that.
No clues about casting for the parts. I guess they just know the characters, so we won't know. How could he not be though? I mean, it seems like
it'll be interesting. Yeah.
How could who not be?
Zeb. Seems like
Zeb.
Only thing I can think of is where it's left off is that he kind of went home.
Yeah.
And I guess they could write in the story that
Chewie
he's
home
there.
For Life Day, though, and that doesn't stop
that's
him.
True.
From
that's
joining
true.
The crew.
But if he stays so with Kallus.
Coming up, by the way.
Kallus.
That's true.
Yeah.
Went back to see his people.
Right. Yep, yep.
So if Zeb
Kallus.
Give
me some Kallus.
Give me some live action. Who would play live action Kallus?
Live action Kallus?
Chris Evans?
Chris Evans. I was going to say, it's got to be someone who's got the hair and the beard.
I was thinking
Chris
he
grew
Evans
that
walking
beard.
Out of the shadows with the beard.
He got that, he's got that
Infinity
thick.
War.
When Kallus grows the beard, you know he's a good guy now. All of a sudden, he's got the
that's
nice
true.
Beard. You never see the Imperials with a nice beard. It's a mustache? Sure.
No, clean shaven.
Not a big beard, though.
No. Mm-hmm. That's a rebel.
That's a rebel.
That's a rebel.
Rebel against shaving.
yeah. Kallus and Zeb. So if he's still there, then I guess he wouldn't make an appearance in Ahsoka. But they're a crew, so he's got more. He's
might
got more left to give, I'd say.
Wait a second, are we gonna get? Because who else was in Rebels? But Lando Calrissian. Lando's not gonna be in Ahsoka. But what if instead of Lando getting his own show, they get him to come back and do one episode? They'd never do it. That'd be the most expensive episode ever. let's get him to come in. And do
I don't know. They got Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill lives for this stuff.
That's true.
Lando, they're like, hey, you can have a series. He's like, I'll get to it. Eventually, I'll get to it. I'm busy.
Right. Yeah.
But now, Mando 3, though. Mando Season 3 is March 1st.
Mando Season
the official
3.
Date, March 1. Mm-hmm.
When are we going to get the Ahsoka footage that they showed at Star Wars Celebration?
I think they're not
They're
trying to not cross step on their own promotion.
I've been holding out. I refuse to watch the leaked garbage quality videos of people that shared it from Star Wars Celebration. I refuse to watch that. As soon as I see those, I just scroll past them.
I try not to watch them.
I want to see the good quality trailer when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
And I want it now.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
And there's been casting that's happened since then. So there's also, they didn't even have the full cast. Like they had just started. Remember that when they posted that trailer
teaser,
Rosario Dawson came on stage and said they've been filming for like 2 weeks. And they literally put together this teaser trailer just for Star Wars Celebration. So they literally filmed for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
They quickly
got
it. They like quickly put this together just to get a teaser together. Yeah. And then it wasn't like far into production.
Last one, Ahsoka versus Mando Season 3. The finalists.
I'm going to go rewatch all of these live action shows today.
You're going to rewatch them all
today? Today.
That is awesome. Decided.
That is awesome.
Rewatch all of them.
I'm almost through. I'm almost on episode 5 of Book of Boba Fett.
Oh.
Because I have not gone back and watched Book of Boba Fett at all.
Can I say something real quick? I don't like this. I don't like this one that he's doing this without even
we didn't even say anything.
He's not even telling us. He's
the best part about this is
you got
I was
canon over here.
Well, no. This is absolutely canon, and this is not canon adjacent. This is not Legends. It's not loose. This is strict canon. this is.
It ain't loose.
No, it's not loose. This is strict canon. The reason I was doing it was when we were thinking, we just finished Andor.
Strict canon.
And I was trying to think I think on the last podcast, I know Uncle, you weren't here, but we had Joe here. And I think we briefly just touched on like some of our thoughts of got his thoughts from Andor and then just excited for some stuff coming up and then just talking about different shows. And I think I said at the time, and I think I probably still stand by this, but I said, I don't really know where to rank Andor.
I've changed my mind in the last 6 days.
I might not be a man of my word.
I
made
a complete 180. But I said something, I think we were talking a little bit about how it's hard this close after finishing Andor to really have perspective or think, how does it compare, or like in my personal favorites.
Yeah, we were
kind of
talking about how you don't have to bash
to rank
Mando
things.
To enjoy Andor.
Right. Because I think I said something like, I absolutely love Andor. I don't think there was even a weak episode in it. And I can say all that and say that I can't definitively say, and maybe it will eventually be there, I can't say right now that it's clearly my favorite of the live-action Star Wars shows, even though I said it might be. It also might be the best as far as consistent storytelling, writing, the acting from almost every measurable thing.
Yeah, I mean, it got nominated, but for, you know,
I mean,
it's
not a fluke that it has maybe I think the highest like Rotten Tomatoes score, all of those things. It's a very good show, and I loved it.
It does have bricks, though. That's a knockdown.
But it does. Having said all that, there are certain things about each of the shows that maybe make me like one show more than, or have one as my favorite versus best versus, and so the reason I'm rambling here is I finished by saying, I think the only thing I can say probably definitively is of the four live action shows that came out, I probably would rank, even though I really loved a lot of it, I probably would rank Book of Boba Fett as fourth out of the four, out of Book of Boba Fett, Andor, Obi-Wan, and Mando.
Yeah.
And I stand by that, but I then was like, I haven't gone back and rewatched Book of Boba Fett, though, and I'm glad that these shows are kind of short, because I can just, in a couple of days, go and just run through the whole series. Like, I literally watched one episode yesterday and this morning while I was, Abigail was substitute teaching, and I was with Isaiah, and when he was napping, I watched, like, three episodes like that, because they're like 30 minutes long.
Right.
And the stuff that I really love is still really there, and then also the stuff that I'm like, oh, I do kind of remember why that. Why this does look a little, this chase scene's a little slow, or a little apologies.
Yeah, Jack in the chat saying Book of Boba Fett had the best live action episode in all of Star Wars, period.
But all that to say, good stuff, this stuff, I just love the abundance of stuff that we have.
Yep.
That was what I was getting at when then leading into, it's going to be, I haven't rewatched Mando in a long time.
I need to rewatch
Mando. I need to rewatch, I can't believe I haven't rewatched Mando in so long, but I also feel like we haven't had a lot of time.
No, you got new stuff.
We're spoiled with so many Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah,
I think I've rewatched certain moments and episodes of Kenobi probably more than I have anything else.
Mm.
Not that I didn't love everything else, I do, but there were some moments in Kenobi, as soon as it came out, that day I was like, okay, I'm watching this like 8 times.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
But
yeah.
Yeah, there's certain, like you're saying, there's certain moments in, like if you just picked out moments, maybe we should do this for an episode one time. Instead of going each an individual show, picking out best moments.
Ooh,
I think we should.
Like, we could do like a
your favorite
2022,
moments?
You know, Star Wars favorite moments.
Favorite moments.
So not favorite episodes. We're not saying one show's better than the other. What you know, but just picking out favorite moments and why they were so good. Breaking
I
them
have
down.
An idea. A wonderful, awful idea. I think for our podcast, we should
awful idea.
Depending on how we can time this with you know people going out of town and whatnot. We should
you
have
know,
a, we should have a Christmas list, and we should have a New Year's remembering list.
I like it.
Our favorite moments of 2022 in remembrance, like not the dead.
Not in memoriam,
yeah. And then, yeah. Anyway.
I love it.
That's a good idea, though, to count down our moments. I love
that.
Yeah. I definitely can tell you one of the things that would be on my list.
Dooku, come here, Dooku. It is okay.
This is my Yaddle impression, by the way.
Come it's here, not Dooku. Too late, Dooku. I am Bryce Dallas Howard. And come to me, Dooku.
Well, you're on Bryce Dallas Howard, and now I'm Christopher Lee. I don't
you
know.
Sound like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, well, this guy, obviously, he went to the dark side.
Jack says, thoughts on Sean Levy confirming his Star Wars movie is happening?
I talked to you about this, I believe. Did he confirm it within the last day or so?
I don't know.
I think maybe he talked about
it. If that happened to... If there was actual confirmation
there was something
happened,
I think he said...
official confirmation.
He did say something in an interview, remember, about why do you think I had the... Is it in Free Guy or Adam Project where he's got something that looks like a lightsaber? He's like, I put in there, I couldn't call the lightsaber.
That was in
he's like,
was
I've been
an Adam Project.
Yeah, he was like, I've loved Star Wars and have been trying to
get involved. He's going to put Ryan Reynolds in Star Wars.
I think I'm a Jedi. I know. It's wild.
Whoa.
It's wild.
Hi. Pump the Sith Lord breaks there.
Wow. It's either Hugh Jackman or should I say Palpatine? are we finally going to vote on this?
Mando, this is the finale of our ranking. We got Mando Season 3 going up against Ahsoka. Which one we are most excited for, most looking forward to seeing in 2023? Mando Season 3 versus Ahsoka.
Ahsoka's on the table.
Ahsoka's on the table.
Thumbs
up
vote
so
means
thumbs
up
means
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Thumbs down means you're looking forward to
Mando
Season 3.
Am I more excited for Mando mornings or Ahsoka afternoons?
Ooh. Ahsoka assumptions or Mando
Ahsoka
maybes.
Assumptions. Some Ahsoka answers, possibly.
Ooh. Ahsoka answers and Mando
some
maybes.
Mando maybes.
Mando maybes.
It's always open-ended. It's
Mando
never
maybe.
A definite answer. It's just maybe.
Mando
maybe.
Must happens. Ahsoka absolutes.
Oh,
Ahsoka
absolutes.
Sith
deals
and
absolutes.
That's
and
right.
Also this
like
podcast.
Also
I'll do it
the
on
podcasts.
All right. We got it?
Wait, which one's on the table? Ahsoka's on the table?
Ahsoka. Mando Season 3. Chat, give us your votes. Cast them right now.
Ahsoka
thumbs up
three,
for Ahsoka.
Sorry,
thumbs down. You're most excited for Mando Season 3.
I got to close my eyes for this one.
You're counting down. Give it to us.
29.
28.
No, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
I went Mando.
He shocked himself.
Commando. He's all by himself over there.
He did.
All right.
I think that it's...
I like how we just look at him like, you have to explain
yourself.
Oh, I'll gladly explain myself. I'll stand by this. There is just... Mando started it. Mando started the live action... Started live action Star Wars television.
Yep.
It... But also, I was rewatching just like a clip from Mandalorian the other day on YouTube, and I was like, man, I forgot how good that looks. I do think that the visuals, and this is something as much as I love, and it might even be my favorite series, or at least at the time, it probably would be my favorite series in Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Obi-Wan has some of the weaker visuals and some of the strongest emotional, like, I feel the strongest emotions. I feel stronger emotions, I think, when I'm watching some scenes in Obi-Wan than I do in Book of Boba Fett or in Andor or maybe even in Mando. Although there's some in Mando when I saw Luke Skywalker return that's like, right. It's hard to. But I think most people would agree that there are some shots in Obi-Wan that maybe the volume is a little bit more noticeable, or the staging, the framing is a little more noticeable of like, oh, I'm, there's some that like you can't, I mean, the final battle between Obi-Wan and Anakin, the final one.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about it at all. I'm like, they're on this planet. Mm-hmm. I'm totally bought in. The first one, as much as I think it's a great heavy moment, I'm invested. You can tell kind of they're on a stage where he's kind of running out from behind the dunes.
Yeah.
And then he runs back and then it kind of cuts and then he's back on another side of the dune and he's just like, where is he? And he comes up behind him. Mm-hmm. It just feels a little bit like, it feels like they're on a smaller, they're working on a smaller, they've got a little smaller space to work with. Or the scenes, I always go back to the scene of when the stormtroopers come in with, what's her name? Reva. And Reva has her whispering scene to Obi-Wan. And, but there's only like 10 stormtroopers. And you're like, this is Obi-Wan. And if this was a movie version of the same scene, they might have like starships up in the, like every, I mean, it might be the same. It might be I want every gun to fire on that man. That's the Adam Driver, like literally.
Everybody's
do you
going
think
after.
You got him? Like that whole thing of we would send everyone after Luke.
Enough.
We would send everyone after Obi-Wan.
More.
Which, so I think it's a little more noticeable, and what I'm getting at is a little more noticeable in Obi-Wan. And I think it is a lesser budget. I think we've seen that Mando has a higher budget than Obi-Wan. I think that was more, it was obvious, and Andor had a higher budget as well. So all I was going to say is, there is something about Mando that because it is so, there's just this, it is the classic serial adventure of, it's the Saturday, it's the, it is the, it is the, it is the Flash Gordon. That is what George, when he talked about why he wanted to make Star Wars, I do think Mando is very
episodic.
It's very episodic, but it's like also, it's
this,
this
point. Okay, this point. This
it
point.
Is, there's this mystical, I think chapter, that Mando chapter. Might have the best combination so far, or it feels like you feel the most of different tones throughout one show, like in a good way. Not like, oh, this is weird to have this comedic thing. Like, the comedy's not too heavy-handed. There's, I think in Book of Boba Fett, it's a little heavy-handed. Like, it's a little, there's almost a little more like, the Robert Rodriguez is almost a little more Taika. Of like, oh, this feels like it almost takes me out of Star Wars a little bit when the guy's like, he's got his mustache and his in the flat billed hat dude who's just like, you're not on the list. And now it feels like I'm watching like a Parks and Rec episode or something like that.
Right.
Mando feels like it's its own, like it really stayed in its kind of lane while also venturing off into like this wild, it can do anything kind of canon wise because it's like, oh, of course we can have this tie in and this. But it's just like this wonder. Every episode of Mando, I just remember thinking, like, what in the world are they going to do? Each time I think I know what they're going to do with the show, John goes, well, just wait. And I mentioned last thing. I know I'm rambling. Last episode we talked about, I saw a tweet of someone quoting Oscar Isaac, Pedro Pascal talking about Mando Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
I told you this in the last podcast that he said, yeah, we're very excited for people to see season 3. You know, season one, we kept under wraps the big secret of Grogu. Nobody could know about that. Season two, we kept under wraps Luke Skywalker. We've kept under wraps some things for season three.
Wow.
Can't wait to see you guys, like, for you guys to see it. So it makes it just even like, I'm wondering.
Mace
takes over Mandalore.
Mace
takes over Mandalore for no reason.
There's no ties. He shows up and Mace is just on the throne out of nowhere.
So
they're gonna explain the backstory of how Bo-Katan lost the Darksaber
too,
because we haven't found
right,
it
right,
out.
Right.
Now
it
you
was Mace.
Two,
it was Mace. That's where
explain
ended up.
Yourselves you after hearing what I had to say after I spent 20 minutes there.
I'm
so excited for Ahsoka, by the way.
I am extremely excited for Mando, and I think part of what made me super excited about the idea of the show in the first place, of diving into the idea of the Mandalorians, I think is really going to play out in this season,
because
they've been setting up Mandalore, the rightful ruler of Mandalore, the Darksaber, and it seems like everything's, they've got the cult, you know, his cult group versus what's true, what's not. It feels like my idea of what I had in mind for the Mandalorian when it was first announced of following Mandalore is kind of what is now starting to come to fruition in this season. Not that that's a knock on the other stuff, because obviously it's better than I could have ever expected it to be. I love Mando, and I love the route that they're going, but it does feel like now they are narrowing in on The Mandalorian. Like, what is the title of this show? It's all about The Mandalorian, you know, and just the actual group of Mandalorians. What does that all mean? It seems like they're kind of diving into that history. And I'm interested to see that play out. That said, when it comes to Ahsoka, obviously you guys know she's arguably one of my favorite characters in Star Wars. Getting her live action and knowing that Hayden Christensen's confirmed to be in it.
Yep.
I'm so excited to see that play out live action, but also just the conversation.
That scene too.
I'm waiting for that scene.
Yep.
And I want to see them talking to each other, and I want to see the moment where Ahsoka finds out that her master, having turned into Darth Vader, was saved in the end. And that being played out on screen, I think doing it in an animated way could be great, but I don't think it would do it as well of justice as having the actors perform that with the facial emotions that you can portray with live action, and having actual actors do that.
Yeah.
So that would be a benefit, I think, of having this be a live action series for that moment, and saving that moment for a live action series rather than having that have played out in an animated show.
Yep.
That you can utilize the actors and their performances to actually connect with that moment more visually, seeing them react and kind of connect with that emotion. So that moment alone is a big reason why I'm most excited for it.
What if in Book of Boba Fett fashion, though, that moment actually happens in The Mandalorian? She's been in Mando.
I wouldn't put it past them.
It's in the same time period.
It could.
As far as
it could, but.
No, I'm not expecting that they would do that.
The whole idea of Thrawn and, you know, the potential of Ezra and these other characters being in it.
Right.
And Sabine.
Yeah.
Like, the whole crew getting them live action.
Do we kind of forget or overlook the whole... Almost unplugging the mic. We kind of forget or almost overlook the mysteries around... I know we're so focused on Mandalore.
I want live action space whales.
We're so focused on Mandalore.
The
mystery of the cloning.
Of Grogu and the cloning, too, yeah.
The Grogu and the cloning, they've shown in the trailer, they showed the doctor again.
I know.
They showed
There's a mystery there that's going to
They showed the clone doctor from season one.
The whole time.
Who had the, he had
the
thing on there.
I've been saying it the whole
there.
Time. The secrets
but I'm saying
it always
this,
ties to cloning.
They have talked about
always in the shadows.
This all leading to this big climactic crossover event with, because it was initially going to be Ahsoka. They hadn't announced Book of Boba Fett on that day, but they announced later. But Ranger of the New Republic and Mando all having these timelines that then connect into this big, what they called it was this big climactic event, this big cinematic event or the big event. So I am wondering where does Mando and Ahsoka, where does it end? As far as Mando's not going to go on for 10 seasons.
It all revolves around Grogu. It has to. Ahsoka has to have some connection.
Does it revolve around Grogu? I saw someone say this recently. Does this revolve around, is there going to be, is one of the movies that they're working on, what is their money? What is their money maker right now as far as merchandise?
Grogu.
The Grogu and Mando, really, the duo.
What if they announce a movie tomorrow and it's just called Grogu?
But someone was, I heard someone, and again, I'm not saying this necessarily happens, but I saw, maybe it was Pete. I think Pete maybe said this on his Twitter account or something. Around the Galaxy was saying that he predicted that one of the movies, and again, we'll see if it ends up happening, but that Mando concludes its show. It does four seasons or whatever it's going to do. And it has these tie-ins. Ahsoka ties in. All these things tie in. And it ends, though, with it connecting, or with event like it has its thing, and then Grogu goes off to do something. And that it then tees up Grogu in some future timeline, that it's Grogu meeting up with Rey. Post.
They
were saying, I don't know how, someone suggested, like, I don't know how it would work story-wise of what they would do, but we don't know.
They're excited about
the makes
new movie.
The most
he
sense.
Would be, as far as how long he lives.
Because he lives forever.
Yoda's
species.
He lives, I mean, Yoda died at 900
being involved
years old.
With Rey and Finn. Right. And
that unless he has a tragic death before then, it would make sense that Grogu's actually alive during the events.
I really do think that's the direction.
And that
go.
If they're looking at from a financial standpoint, if you say there's a movie all of a sudden that's starring Grogu, you almost immediately have at least a baseline of you making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just, again, whether the movie's good or not, that's a whole different discussion. Yeah. It has to have a good script
Grogu
after that.
Being in it.
But there are a lot of Star Wars fans who now watch Mandalorian or buy merchandise because, like, Baby Yoda, he's cute. Like, I know a ton of people. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I got into it because Baby Yoda got me into it.
Yeah.
Or Mandalorian and Baby Yoda got me into it. And then this is spinning off into a different discussion.
Storyline that makes sense. He's young. They could obviously money wise, financially, it's a thing that they could use forever. Plus, with the rumors of them going back to a time period in the, you know, post episode 9, I think it all makes sense. And I've saw people even kicking this around before episode 9 even came out. That what if the story continued after this with a new academy where Grogu is tied into it. Mm-hmm. So, and especially with the teaser that Finn is going to have
Grogu,
Force abilities.
Finn.
So Rey, Finn, Grogu, and then
maybe
now,
Ezra's alive now too.
I was going to say now with all these other mediums, there's a lot more Jedi we're finding out that are still alive that are out there.
Ahsoka will never die until Filoni dies.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not calling for death.
I could see
Filoni would never.
I could see Grogu moving forward, getting the Ahsoka treatment, the Filoni treatment too. Of like, one, they anything he's in, they're gonna make a lot of money off of. So financially, it makes sense. But also, just the character itself would be a hard one to kill off. And I don't think that's gonna happen to Ahsoka ever. I don't think she'll. Ahsoka will literally become the essence of the Force before she ever dies.
And from a storytelling standpoint, the gold, once part of the gold of having Grogu be such a hit is that he's 50 and he lives to be 900. Mm-hmm. So like literally unlimited Star Wars stories moving forward that until something happens in story that would take him away or take him out or
he's still
things
there.
That he could literally be there. Uncle, I know we've been talking a long time. Your thoughts on...
The live action, so there's been this movement in live action to go away from the Jedi. They've kind of gone away from them.
Andor.
Yeah.
Mando.
Yeah, for sure.
Bad Batch. They're all going away from the Force user being the center of the story. Right?
Yeah. Rogue One, Solo.
All of them.
They wanted to incorporate all these other movies.
Yeah. So when I think about we've got Obi-Wan. But that's a telling. That's not a
filling in the gap.
Exactly.
And that's characters
answering
we already
questions
know.
That we know and a timeline that we that was already there. Yeah. I'm really excited to see, and also, neither of them in their prime. Like, neither of them firing at the peak of their ability.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna get Ahsoka in like prime, full on.
That's a good point.
Jedi Master.
That's true.
Double saber, separate saber form. taking on like
yeah.
my favorite part of the Star Wars universe.
That's such yeah. a good with point. All of
our, timeline wise, you mean.
With all of our point. Characters that we know from Rebels and the unanswered questions and
but still mixed in with a Thrawn which touches on the other side. Not the Force, but the strategy, the
Absolutely.
Military.
We get that too. So we're gonna go back to a Jedi driven character arc, which other than Obi-Wan kind of was, but kind of wasn't. He was just
the majority of himself. The majority of it is about how he's refuses
trying not. Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
So
at the very end, yeah, you're right.
But we're full on with a Jedi leading the
yeah
the mission here, and I'm excited to see that.
Yeah,
one
get
so
the
one
crew back together yep. and
yeah
one thing on that too.
I can't go wait. Kill
when
back,
you just said it
second.
Right there, it also reminds me
he's changing his mind.
It reminds me that I'm wrong.
Reminds me that we need to vote again.
It reminds me that I'm wrong.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking
about? What are we doing?
This is a good point, because when you think about the different shows that have come out, I think that, and again, we've discussed this before on the show, we're not big, the way that we like to analyze Star Wars, we're not trying to gloss over things. There are things in each of the shows, but especially some of the shows that you hear us bring up, like, the reason I brought up Book of Boba Fett and I was rewatching it, even in the first few episodes, there are things I'm like, this goes on a bit long, this scene, yeah. or like kind of played a little goofy there. Probably not exactly how I would have, you know, hoped that yeah. would have gone. But there's stuff that we love throughout all of them. People a lot of times like to pit, are you an Andor person or are you a Obi-Wan yeah. person? Are you an Andor or even recently you have people going like, do you like Andor or Mando? I'm like, wait. You're now coming after Mando.
We have to pick.
Mando was the gold standard. Like that was the. I thought we
that
all
was Star
rallied.
Wars.
It, like whatever you thought about any of the yeah. movies, we were big fans of the recent movies.
Yeah,
I also loved Mando so much, and we all rallied around Mando. This is great.
And
this is exciting, and Andor, and all these things.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But when Uncle says getting back to also a Jedi, I think it's great that we had that we deviated.
We needed to
these different things.
We needed to.
Yeah.
We need to. It can't all be as much as I love.
I love Andor. It's fresh. It's different. It shows the perspective of an average, you know.
It makes Force users more rare, which makes them more special.
You don't want it to be
in every corner.
Exactly.
That was one of the beauties of the original Star Wars movie, was that
how unique they were.
You're a Jedi. What's that?
That's right.
Immediately. What's that? He's like, wait, those Jedi, I thought it was like, even in Force Awakens. I thought that was a myth.
Yeah,
like there's,
I thought he was a myth,
it's not
right.
this thing that everyone's yeah. running around knowing what Jedi are and all
that's
that. Right. But when you bring up Ahsoka and being a Jedi-led, Force user-led show, it does make me excited and also glad that both that we had Andor,
mm-hmm.
and also that every show is not like Andor.
Right.
Both yeah. are the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I do gravitate. I love what they did with Andor. Also, while they're doing that, I'm like, this is great. It's awesome. I love it. It's also probably as great as it is. And the acting, I've rewatched multiple episodes when we were going through it. Mm-hmm. It's also probably not the first one that I would go to that when I'm sitting down, I'm just like, I want a lighthearted adventure. I'm not going to necessarily
good, right?
put on, like I brought up before. I love the movie Dunkirk. Like, it's
great movie.
It's one of Christopher Nolan's best movies.
Yeah.
I've seen Inception way more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
Interstellar.
I've seen Interstellar way more.
Yeah,
I've
right,
seen
right.
Dark Knight it's, way well, more.
Yeah.
And I know some film critics, one of them is Tarantino, said that he believes that Dunkirk's actually Nolan's best film.
Best
and
film,
he goes through this
made,
thing
yeah.
about how he did
he
it
did
and all this
that.
Stuff is brilliant.
Yeah.
That can all be true. And also, it's not the one that I
You're
can also say it's
to.
Maybe the best and also not the one that I'm in the mood
right.
to always watch.
That's right.
It might win a war, like a movie or a show might win a bunch of awards. That doesn't necessarily mean I want to watch
like
it.
Wizard of Oz. I mean, it's a great movie.
Ring the bell.
It's the worst movie.
I love it. It's that we missed last week. Last week, this show missed the Wizard of Oz hate.
It did.
And because of that, it's
fresh.
I think that people are like, do these guys not
do they
care
like
about us anymore? Like,
you want another reason?
Yes.
It
What's
almost killed Buddy Ebsen, by the way. The gold dust they put on, or the silver dust playing.
He almost got him.
He almost died. We almost never had the Beverly Hillbillies because,
because of the
because Tin Man
Victor Fleming almost killed Buddy Ebsen. And then you know what happened when he got better in the hospital?
What happened?
Recast his part, kicked him out. Not only is he almost killed by the movie, they don't even let him finish it.
That's so bad.
Awful.
That's so bad.
I love it.
I love all these facts he knows about it too.
It's great.
How bad it is.
Because if you're gonna go out on a limb and
if you're gonna take a movie
if
down,
you're take it down. You better know what you're talking about. You better know the facts. He's got the facts.
Go to the number three movie. Three, by the way, you know. Yeah. Citizen Kane and Gone with the Wind's always ahead of it. You can't ever get over that. You know, you got 1946 and then a racist movie and then Wizard of Oz is third after those two.
Racist movie? The Wizard of Oz
stiff
third.
Competition. Oh, I love it.
Yep.
Racist
movie and then third. That's great. Yeah. All I was saying there is it makes me, when we watched Andor and I loved it and it was awesome, it exceeded all my expectations, I am also ready for, okay, that is so good. I'm glad it didn't have lightsabers. I'm glad we didn't have a bunch of these cameos because it didn't need it.
Yeah.
But also now give me a lightsaber.
Yeah,
also,
I'm ready.
Now
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a pendulum.
And when
you're
season
back
two
forth.
Of Andor comes back, so I'm going to be so ready for that again and so excited for it. I can't wait for it. Also,
for sure.
I'm so glad that it's not a gap of no Star Wars until that, though.
Yeah. Right.
We've got the different things. So you need a palate cleanser. You need a different taste.
Absolutely.
Wrapping up this part, because I do want to touch a couple things with...
Touch a couple things. Touch whatever you want.
I know we've been going for about an hour, but some theories for each of these. We don't have to spend a ton of time. But just reviewing the ranking for those that are watching. Recap. We had, starting at the bottom, we had Young Jedi Adventures, strictly because we know nothing.
We don't know.
We don't know much about it.
It could be fantastic.
Could be amazing.
Could be.
Then after that, we had... was it Visions?
I believe after that we had Johnny Carson.
Visions
was next.
I love Visions. I can't
those
wait for
wild,
it.
Wild, wacky stuff. I believe it's non-canon.
Bad Batch is strikingly low in our list,
by the way.
And just because of the way it worked out.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'd be happy if it was like three spots higher. Bad Batch.
All of these, honestly.
Me too.
Bad Batch. Then Skeleton Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Then
I voted for Bad Batch.
I might flip those two just because the unknown of Skeleton. Although I'm very excited for Skeleton Crew. I just don't know hardly anything about it.
It's fine.
But it could be fantastic.
Then
okay, so those are interchangeable.
And then
Skeleton Crew and Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Then Acolyte.
Acolyte. I'm comfortable.
At three. Coming in at three, we got Acolyte.
It feels right.
Third most anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
Number two overall most anticipated project. Mando season 3.
On a split decision.
How's that voted?
On a split decision. Yeah. Mando season 3.
Yep.
And coming in number one most anticipated is Ahsoka.
Ahsoka.
And live action Thrawn.
Split Ahsoka.
It's just about enough to get me over the
edge. And another project. This isn't added to the ranking, but another project coming in 2023 that I think especially you might be excited about.
Is this us announcing our
is this our thing?
We're in a movie.
Our Unkal plot fan film?
Jedi.
One quarter portion.
Survivor.
Yeah.
Video game. The sequel to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Mm-hmm. Jedi Survivor is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a canon story. We got Cal Kestis. So part of the reason why I love Fallen
it was
Order
in Bad
is
Batch.
Because of the...
Yes.
Part of the reason
or no.
why I love
no,
Kanan.
No, he's in...
Kanan was
in
Bad Batch.
Kanan,
Look,
Caleb Doom.
Caleb.
Part of the reason why I love Fallen Order is because of the story. The game
it's
itself
great
is great and it's fun to play, but the reason why I beat the whole thing in one day is
because I was the best at the game. I wanted to know the story.
Was
yeah.
I wanted to know the story and where it was going, so I just had to keep going.
Yeah.
And Jedi Survivor is going to be no different.
Yeah, it looks great, too.
I can't wait for it. I can't wait to get this story of Cal Kestis. And if you saw the latest trailer... I don't know if you saw the latest trailer or not. But
I did.
At the end, you see he gets a he keeps building and adding onto his lightsaber. He's got a crossguard saber now.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Jedi Fallen Survivor. Jeff Probst. Come on.
Getting into theories before we wrap up. Before we wrap up, spending a handful of minutes here on some theories for all of these things, and one of them, part of the reason I started mentioning. Jedi Survivor.
Oh, yes. Ooh,
I predict in 2023 we will get an announcement on Cal Kestis being in a different medium. So not a game. Not another game coming.
A show.
But
a movie,
he will be in a show or a movie.
He benefits from the fact that the actor who
He is the actor.
He is the actor. So whenever they cast him, the actor is an actor who's a.
And everybody's been asking him for, you know, well, when are you going to be in something? And he's being brought in to because of how successful the first one was. His lightsaber's at Galaxy's Edge. It won like the vote to be added to the. This was a while ago now, but there's evidence of how big of the following is for this character.
Yeah.
So. I'm predicting there will be an announcement for him being in a show or movie.
That's
but
good.
Most likely a show.
Speaking of Galaxy's Edge, I was FaceTimed today.
By Galaxy's Edge.
By someone at Galaxy's Edge.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll give you a hint. He spent a long, long Christmas at this house right here. And,
He spent or spends?
No, he spent.
A There's long no Christmas. Shot.
Who am
There's
I talking
no
about?
Shot.
Who am I talking about?
Is it Peter?
Peter Cunningham.
Oh,
really?
God.
Peter FaceTimed me
this
today.
This is a buddy of ours. He hasn't been on the podcast, but if he's ever in town,
he's ever in town,
we'll
he'll
get
be
him
on
the show.
He FaceTimed me today. I'm like, oh, just random FaceTime from Peter. I went to answer it, and he's smiling at the screen, and I'm like, hey, Peter. And at first, I thought maybe the connection's bad or something. He can't hear me because he's just going, he's moving. And all of a sudden, he goes, and it's just Smuggler's Run by.
he's about to hop on the Falcon.
And then he didn't say anything at first. And I was like, wait, what? He said, that's right. I've been smuggling.
Smuggling.
He said, I think he said, like, I've gone four times. I'm in line for a fifth.
That's
and then
dangerous.
As we're talking, he's literally moving up in line. And he goes, oh, I'm up next. Sorry, got to go. And he's just hopping on the ride again.
That's
so I didn't
awesome.
Get any details of
nothing
of Florida or
you just know he's there
or
and
California.
He's
there. He's wow. been on. Oh, he did say he was
awesome.
The engineer a lot because I asked him, and I briefly told him
never
about
done
our,
that.
About our
never
story done. Of
engineer's
it.
My engineer's my Boba Fett of the of you, Smuggler's Run engineer.
Just
yeah.
didn't.
Yeah.
Never.
It's my
got it.
Least of the.
Yeah. It's your least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan,
we only
always,
flew.
We only
flew.
I think
low.
I've only been a pilot.
But we just switched one time. We were up and down.
We got
side,
to do both
side,
controls,
side.
But
yeah.
we only. We
you know
only
what's
did.
Great about Smuggler's Run? I have a family of six.
Oh, so you got the whole crew.
That's
in
great.
Perfect. It's us, man.
You know what else is
we
great about it?
We had a random
show.
Family.
What else
four
is great about it? You
get
to go with
great.
Random people. Yeah, punch it.
But we're going punch it. They're going.
And they're cheering behind us.
It was hilarious.
But we got Jack in the chat said, will we get a movie announcement at Celebration in 2023?
Ooh.
I think so.
2023?
Will we ever see that movie?
We will.
No.
will the date be wrong?
Will they announce a movie that no one will ever see?
Yes.
Even us, we should say, who are very positive on Star Wars. We even admit, like, come on. Come on with the movie dates. Even
the
dates. We've gotten to the point where, like,
the dates
I believe
are
it when
you're
I'm
just
sitting,
throwing out numbers.
I believe
Kathy.
It when I,
Kat, you better straighten this thing out because you can't.
I believe it.
Numbers.
I appreciate us taking our
September doesn't have a 31st day.
I appreciate us taking our time to get scripts right.
Yeah.
Having said that, I'll believe it when I see the trailer.
Yeah.
James
even
Cameron has claimed every even numbered year for the next 50. So
he has.
You're gonna have to land in an odd number year.
Yeah.
So
if it's even, I know it's not happening.
I mean,
I saw an interview.
I don't
from
know
James
when's he releasing the movies. 24.
Yeah. James Cameron said that he might even. Did you see his? He did an interview with Perry.
Oh, I saw
Perry,
there was an interview. I saw that, but I didn't actually watch.
He
it.
Said because she asked him. He was asked about.
He's so I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's
oh,
he's
yeah.
a straightest shooter. It's
he's
so
a straight
funny.
Shooter.
So funny.
He
exactly.
Yeah,
what.
he was talking about like it's very specific. How much money we need to make for this to even be profitable? How long this takes? How we're and he was talking about how he already has the treatments that he's turned in the treatments.
Yeah,
the scripts for obviously they just finished two and two's coming out.
Yep.
Three and four,
mm-hmm.
and how production, how they've already filmed, I believe he said now, they filmed, I should have screenshot it. I think he said they filmed 95% of three already now. And because he's like, they're filming all these. And he said that the model for this was, he said the bar for
now,
all of this
it's
was
a, it's
Peter
a
Jackson's
now.
Lord, he said Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings was
yeah.
the model, was
yeah.
the bar. And he said it was, I was blown away what Peter Jackson did with those films. And the reason why we're working ahead is what Peter Jackson showed. And he said now Peter had the advantage of Tolkien had written the books. He had the books there that he could show them, hey, this is where we're going. So he said, so for me to do that,
I had to
tell these actors, and because he's like, we shoot it in blocks like you would a series. If you do a series, if you're on location, doesn't matter if you're shooting episode one or you're shooting episode nine. If we're on location, we're getting our shots done
for
that location.
Right.
He said that's the way we're doing it for these films. So he said they've even shot already, I believe, some of Avatar 4. They've already filmed some of it. Because he's like, because we need the location. He said, now it's. He said it seems super difficult when
that's
you say
how you
that.
Budget, I guess.
But he said that's why I had to write the treatments for him. I had to get him approved, send him to the studio, and
that's
because I want to show
years.
Our actors where he said I want our actors to know whether it comes through in the performance or not. It goes into their own mental preparation. I want them to know where their characters are going. Even when they're filming too, I want them to know where they are in four.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do an Avatar podcast?
I think we might have to.
I love what he said. I love what he said about Thanos. Did you hear that?
You know what
he
said
about the special effects? He goes, "Come on, you know, we did push the envelope in our special effects with the mocap and everything, but we're so far beyond." He said, "Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
I mean, Thanos, really? Come on, you think we're the same? That's not even close. What we're doing, is light years." And then I started reading, they've been nominated for multiple awards. They've never won anything.
Yeah.
And Cameron and Avatar on their team has just cleaned up.
Yeah. It's
Not just this, but the other stuff that they worked on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said in this about the effects.
But that's how he is. He's just like straight.
He's
like,
yeah, he's
straight
not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. Yeah. He said
this about the treatments and about the treatments of the films that he sent in. He said, if people want to know, kind of, he said, yes, it is. 100% my plan is to get all of these made. He said, I understand that the market dictates like
right.
these have to be successful. That's what you hear me talking about. We have to make money or else the studio is not just going to waste money. They have to make money. But he said, just to give you an idea of kind of the progression of things, he said, when I turned in our treatment for Avatar 2, for the second one, I got like 4 pages of studio notes back. And they're like, oh, here's some stuff. And he's like, so that's like, okay, think it's great. Here's some stuff. Wondering what you're doing here. Tweak some things. For Avatar 3, I got 1 page of notes back. He said, so we're getting a little bit better. For Avatar 4, I sent them the script. I got an email back from, and he named the people who it is, that is the head of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got an email back that all it said was, holy bleep. go, holy bleep, go picture.
Go.
And they were like, we wouldn't change anything. They said it's, and so he said, I can't say anything about, he's like, I can't say anything specifically about where it's going, but if you come with us for this ride, we have mapped out exactly where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And by all accounts, by my account, by the actors who I've talked to about it, and from the studio, we think that it's going to blow you guys away. If you think you know where this thing is going, you have no idea. That's what he said.
Wow.
So I'm like, that's
so
exciting.
No wonder they spent so much on this next one, because even if people are like, oh, it was good, but they're so focused on the story as a whole that they're like, well, yeah, this is intentionally because it's
going
to build up to this.
It's going somewhere.
Yeah.
He also said that it does take so long to make these that he said, I do understand that it is possible that I might eventually turn over the directing to someone else. He said also, heaven forbid, I die or something like that. This is why I wrote the treatments. So I want these to be made with or without me. But he said it does take training. And if I get to an age, he said, I can't make movies forever. He said, if I get to an age where I'm like, I probably should turn over.
He actually said,
I'm not beyond, there's a ton of great young filmmakers out there.
Mm-hmm.
That know how to do visual effects right. He said, now, they don't know how to do it the way we do it. This is his straight shooter. He said, they've never done anything the way we do it. But they're smart guys that I've seen the way they know how to use that.
Yeah, they can learn it.
They know how to use that, that I would bring them in, and obviously it would be a lengthy training process
that's
to show them
crazy.
How I do it. But that's very he said, it is very possible. He said, if I'm willing, I want to do the whole thing on my own. But if it gets to a point where just based
crazy.
On time and release and stuff, I'm getting too old for that, I would definitely bring someone in and I would train them to do it so that they can see out my vision.
Man,
but I just love
crazy.
That he's like, I'm going to the grave with this thing.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We bought our tickets.
All the way.
about a month ago, December 27th.
I haven't. I need 10
a.m.
to get them.
We're going.
Are you doing 3D or
no?
3D. 3D? Yeah, apparently
there's
you
a new, no, there's have a new, go. He's got a new technology in a handful of theaters, probably. You can see it in 3D without glasses.
Whoa.
So by the time 3 comes around, you'll probably go to a theater and watch a 3D movie with no glasses.
And by 4, that's I think insane. They said...
Now that...
That's coming.
Now that...
You could do it right now
listen,
in certain
I'll
parts
say
of the
it,
country.
I'll say it.
Certain
that parts I can get behind.
Certain parts of the country, you can do that.
Well, and you can do it. I think they said you can actually currently do that in New York on Broadway.
You can see it.
You see like in 3D. It's 40. Like it's like the actual. It's like the actual
you
actors
feel
are
it.
On stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. K-Town awesome. Gaming awesome. Zone says I've started watching Andor and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Andor's listen, awesome.
You're gonna love
awesome.
It. It's so good.
Love Andor. We love it.
Quick, let's rattle off because I know where we've been going for a while. A couple back to Star Wars. A couple. Theories,
I have a theory.
Predictions for
some prediction.
Of these shows.
I have
Go.
A prediction. We will have a Jedi turn to the dark side.
I ooh. Like it.
In just any of these shows?
A character we know or
character,
a new character? A
character that we know.
Really?
I believe
Ahsoka?
It's time, right? Don't you think it's time? Think, we have nobody ever, why does nobody ever turn to the dark side anymore? It's like...
They flirted with it with Rey.
Right?
Like
they
yeah.
But they don't actually
they
do,
they
it.
Do it.
And
yeah.
I think it's going to be Ezra.
I think Ezra...
They teased
wouldn't
it.
I think it's
awesome?
Going to happen in Acolyte.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it's going to happen in
Acolyte.
I mean,
Acolyte. I love Ezra, but wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be a great.
Think about it.
That
just,
would be, because he's been teased the whole time with Maul.
He's
he
always
tested.
Playing around.
Well, because think of if we had actually...
Man.
Think of
I
if we
think
had actually
it'll
seen...
happen in Acolyte.
Acolyte, yeah, maybe.
Think of our actual surprise if we had seen the prequels first.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw Anakin and had no idea he
insane.
Went to the dark side,
yeah.
Your mind would be blown. Especially going... You also would be like... You'd see episode 1 and be like, ah, the kid's such a sweetheart. Episode 2 starts and you go, dang, what happened to him? Quickly, you'd be like, oh, that's the same guy? Oh,
I can see it now. Yeah, I see it. No, yeah, I see it.
Ezra will turn. All signs point to it. They're
boom.
Getting, they're falling
be
behind
cool.
you. I think we'll see someone turn in Acolyte, obviously with the darker themes, but they're saying that, you know, it's a story of a Padawan and her master and,
right.
and that. And if you see just... If the idea of that show is that we're going to dive into some of the Sith lore,
yeah, I think
I
it's set
see
up
that.
For
I,
that.
It's kind of set up for,
perfect for that.
Oh, this would be a character that, if we're diving into that, might end up falling into that trap.
The only thing about Ezra turning is it's the same theory that we had with Luke in Mando. Like,
true.
They would never let that happen. Luke could never be in Mando, and I would think, my
yeah.
brain goes, they would never let Ezra turn, but... I think that would be.
But as soon as they
so
do it, they would surprise.
That
would
be crazy.
I don't know.
Also,
that would be crazy.
Yeah, I think they also
that's
said
not my Ezra.
That's not my Ezra.
Ezra would never whine.
But no, he does. We're gonna be the opposite. Ezra's good the whole time. We're like, that's not my Ezra.
That's
my Ezra goes dark.
My Ezra goes dark, baby.
My Ezra
what
never
if Luke
forgets
is forced
that his
to kill
killed.
Ezra and Ben Solo witness it. Adds on to his turn.
Whoa,
that'd be crazy.
Wait, what
that'd
was our?
Cool.
What was?
They're
what
saying
our,
this. Is, they're saying this is such a great theory. So they're liking chat.
What
liking.
Was our
right.
what was our theory that Obi-Wan would have to kill? We went down a real dark episode.
Have to kill.
Have to kill Luke so that he can't come and fall into the hands of the dark side.
He would rather kill him than let him
he
turn.
He would rather kill him, even though we knew that Luke doesn't die.
We knew he didn't die,
but
we
were
kind
like
of ruined
that
the other movies.
Threatened that
he would kill Luke rather than let him turn.
We said, would he actually do that? Would he want to do that?
I think he would.
No way.
Enjoy it.
He's like, finally, I've been waiting for this.
Take this. Take this, Owen.
Just mouthing off, and I'm just so sick.
This is for Uncle Owen. Always gave me too much mouth.
Backhanded saber.
But I think they did say in Acolyte is that we see Sith infiltrate the Jedi Order in Acolyte.
That's true.
That's what they said recently.
So we're going to
See whether we see an actual fall.
We saw
like
Reva,
again
Reva.
I love just
turn,
even the little
kinda.
Bit we saw.
Turn,
that's why some of my favorite
kinda.
Stuff we
didn't
got
really
recently.
Witness it, I guess.
Right.
Some of my favorite stuff we got recently in Star Wars was Tales of the Jedi, just giving more of Dooku's fall.
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved seeing that.
Absolutely.
I loved just seeing people fall.
Absolutely.
I'm just seeing.
Nothing like a good failure.
Nothing like a good failure.
Seeing
good heartache. And a little bit of ego.
Ego.
No,
mixed in.
That was great.
Other theories for the shows. Oh, Bad Batch.
Yeah,
I know you've been talking about it. Do you predict we'll see Alpha?
I feel like it. We got Fennec Shan in there already.
You got Fennec, yeah.
We've got the Cad Bane Boba Fett connection already.
Ooh, that was
it
another.
Feels like it. It just feels like they're coming together.
So that was a
Boba so you Fett. Predict we will get Boba Fett in Mando season two, or
season three.
Mando.
I don't.
In Bad Batch.
This is when we brought this up last episode with Joe. Do we think that Boba's sidelined for right now, or are they? Or is Boba? We said one of my, even though I loved the show, one of my criticisms of Boba Fett was. I thought that it was a little muddled as far as, like, why Boba wanted to... And again, I just rewatched some of the episodes today, and he does
why
say,
he,
like,
what was he
I
trying
want
to, do?
He's like, I'm tired of taking orders from idiots that are going to get us killed.
Yeah.
But he also, at the same time, has this kind of heart transformation of he goes from definitely someone who was more what we would consider an evil character.
Yeah.
Because he was always against our Han Solo. He worked for Vader and the Emperor. And again, even though he was a hired hand.
Right.
We knew that Boba Fett was someone to be feared. He was like the most dangerous bounty hunter in the galaxy. And then he has his transformation. Even though I love like a lot of the lessons and stuff he learned, he definitely gets to more of what we would consider a more compassionate side. Or he's definitely not a fire first. He's you know, goes through his lessons while trying to ascend to the crime lord thing. So it was always kind of like, well, now he's kind of become a better person. And also he's like, and now I took over the crime lord. And then I took over, I'm the daimyo and all this. And then he's kind of like,
yeah, I don't want it.
Actually, you know, I think other people could do this job. I think it's time for us to do bigger, better things. And then he like,
I do, think, he, like, I do think there's more in store.
Kind of felt like, well, you did this whole thing just to take over.
Yeah, I do think that is one thing I didn't like about the finale. But I do think... they did that intentionally because their hopes is that there's more in store for Boba Fett than Fennec.
So yes, do you think Boba and Fennec are in Mando season 3?
Mando season 3. I think so. I think they call on him for another mission to Mandalore or something like that. Or
they just keep owing each other one.
Or maybe he just wants Boba's maybe perspective or history on on the Mandalorians. Like, what's your take on the Mandalorians?
Right.
What makes you different? Why did you not join a group? Or why are you solo? Like, what is your history?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if he's being told that he's been, grew up from a cult.
Yeah.
It seems like he would want more information, and someone he could trust right now is Boba. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary. I think it could happen, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if Boba's in it. Mando season 3. I also wouldn't be surprised if he's not in it. I think it could go either way.
That's one of the things about Andor I thought was so great. I never found myself ever once going, oh, I hope.
Never once. That's why the show was so
good. It's fine to dream about it, but it was refreshing to be like, it just
stands. And I will say, I think all of us, and again, it's the nature of the show. Book of Boba Fett, I probably felt that too much. We were always guessing, well, who's going to be in the finale? And so as the finale was progressing, and what's funny, because we already had gotten, we got Chris Santon. We got Cad Bane. We got all of this. We got Boba riding a Rancor while Mando has a darksaber and Luke is training Grogu. We got all this stuff. And we're still going, I think Han's in the finale. I think Kira's in the finale.
Well, part of that, too, was that rumors were going around.
It was on the internet movie
Uncle
database.
Uncle and I literally both saw. We both saw the same thing that said that he was on there.
That's insane.
So, but it was funny. But because of that, it did... lessen my viewing experience because the whole time I remember watching the finale going, dang, there's only 15 minutes left. I don't think that's coming.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, watching the whole time. Instead of just enjoying all the craziness. But it was nice that Andor didn't need that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. That's part of what made it, fresh and new. K-Town says, is Acolyte the High Republic or Old Republic? Acolyte is High Republic.
End of the High Republic.
The end of the High Republic.
100 years before Phantom Menace.
Yep, 100 years before Phantom Menace. Yeah, so is there a Plagueis reference?
Could be some Plagueis.
We don't know how long they live. What's their
immune? Immune, so you don't
know. What's their lifespan, life expectancy?
It's gotta be anyone that's an alien in my book.
Especially if you're infiltrating.
What's the point of being an alien if you don't live longer?
Who would choose aliens?
2 years.
The Jedi Order?
You grow your
2 years.
If they're infiltrating the Jedi Order, how could Plagueis not?
That would be an awesome character. They only live 5 years. That's their whole life. They're born as adults.
You almost kind of excuse them.
And they infuse them with information, just like the Matrix.
I like it.
But they only live 5 years. And they have a database of knowledge.
They're just warriors.
As soon as you're born, you get all the knowledge of everybody, and then you're sent off to do your thing, and that's it. You get 5 years, and that's your whole life.
Wow.
Or 1 year. Why not one?
So that's almost like
one day.
That's just be awesome.
That's honestly like the lifespan of a lot of the clones.
Tomorrow.
It's like a lifespan of a lot of the clones.
Right.
Yeah, really they were trained, bred to do one thing, and then they go out in battle, and a lot of
that's
them didn't survive.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other predictions? Ahsoka predictions? Anything?
Well, here's I've got a prediction.
One of the crew will die.
Theories.
Ooh, I like that.
No, one of the main characters.
No, I don't think so.
Sabine? You think Sabine's going? You heard it here first. Uncle thinks Sabine's going.
I don't think so.
Here's what I think.
Try to run that around for season two.
I think that a young Ben Solo is in Mandalorian season. No, I don't think
so. Ooh.
Here's a question I have. We can say if we think this would happen or not.
Mace.
Do we think that we will get, this kind of is an open-ended, but do we think that we will get a character that has appeared, one of the major characters that has appeared in a movie, and one of the major actors that has appeared in a movie in any of the television
shows?
Series that are coming out? So here's possible examples.
As in,
would
not
be like
Luke?
Would be like a Jyn Erso in, or even like a Galen Erso.
Yeah.
In... Or Krennic in
I do think we'll get Krennic.
Krennic in season 2.
I definitely
two
think
of,
we'll get Krennic
Andor.
In season 2.
We'll start leaning
it could
into the
be,
Death Star.
Yeah.
It could be a
Palpatine.
A trying to think of some time periods that could possibly be
Vader,
like a
not, I'm just
Akira.
Names.
Yeah.
Like Akira, a
Yoda,
Lando, a
yeah.
Yoda or any of this a Han. In any of those time periods that
are
post
Yoda,
Return of the Jedi. Either.
Do we get Yoda in Acolyte?
That's what
they're
I was thinking.
They're infiltrating the... It's end
I can
of
see
High
Yoda
Republic.
I'm gonna
end of High Republic.
Yeah.
They're infiltrating the Jedi Order. Why would Yoda not...
But
call it the Mace Rule. The Mace Rule is it can't be. It has to be.
Yeah.
They can't do it without that.
But will they... How will they... Will they de-age him or how will they...
Will they de-age him? The puppet?
They always use the original
that
puppet.
That is a good question, though. If they're going back, is it animated or is it puppet? Or is it prequel style?
I think they're gonna They gotta keep puppet.
I think they're
don't they?
I don't
when they
know,
went back,
but it depends though, because if they're trying
not
to portray him as younger and he's actually a Jedi with the mobility wise,
right?
They
well,
have
here's
to animate him.
Well,
he's gonna jump around.
Well,
and,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's
if
what
he's
you forget though.
Yoda.
I don't know though.
Could
here's
both
what you might forget.
Ooh, what have we forgotten?
Tell
that
me what I
originally
forgot.
In Episode 1, he was a puppet.
Plagueis versus
you missed
Yoda.
You missed that bombshell of
he was. I remember that
he was a puppet first in Episode 1,
right?
And then they actually went back and reanimated
yeah, but he
and
didn't,
put him in.
But that's because
it looked really
but
he
wasn't,
looked bad.
He wasn't
he looked
doing
bad.
Flips
he looked more like Yaddle.
But he wasn't doing flips and fighting.
Well, who's to say that we'll see Yoda fighting? We could see Yoda just as the sage Jedi, you know, some council stuff.
He will
we
be
listen,
around,
if Yoda's not fighting,
what,
I don't want him.
700 years? How old will he be?
Youthful 800.
700.
Yeah, he'll be
700. No.
100 years before,
like
and then. So 100, yeah.
Yeah.
So 100 before Phantom Menace.
Still not a young.
Well, they've got Grogu flipping as a puppet.
That's true.
They've got stuff to get him. He got some stuff. No, he doesn't have a saber in his hand.
They got some stuff. They got stuff.
Stuff. They got stuff.
I think they'll
underestimate Johnny Fast.
I think it could be a combination.
Yeah.
Although it's hard to do. I don't know.
Also, I love that we're like how. I love that they were like, we're already talking. How will they film
Yoda.
This scene that we know will happen of Yoda fighting with a lightsaber
in
this
it's
time
be
period?
An
how old will
age?
He be? Like, we don't have any idea if he's even
it's got to be the Mace Rule. Plagueis versus Yoda?
Oh, man.
Imagine.
Give me just Plagueis versus
Yeah,
anybody.
Jack says maybe a mix of both. It could be. Yeah, yeah. No idea. Any other predictions before we wrap up or theories for Ahsoka or
I predict that it's going to be a good year for the Star Wars Guys podcast.
I like that prediction.
Yeah.
I feel like
what other shows
people will
got?
Finally love us.
Yeah.
I feel like people will subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash.
It was smash.
Little smash.
And I feel like, I also feel like we're just getting better. Our takes are better.
We just get
takes
smash.
Are better.
We're better people.
We're better people.
I feel like we are better. No, I don't know. That was dumb. I don't know.
Okay, so last thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last
bad
thing
for
theories.
Us. I'm out.
Going off of Pedro Pascal's comment on...
You're talking... You point me. Going off going of Pedro off Pascal of, here.
Nothing
Pedro
that Mike
Pascal's
just said.
Comment yeah. on secrets that they've got, they're holding out on for oh. Mando Season 3. What could that could possibly
what is
be?
It, Maul? No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
If one was Grogu, yeah. one was
course,
Luke.
Seen Maul. We know
back. Back.
One was Grogu, one was Luke, and now...
I
big
think
one.
It's.
I could kick a couple ideas around.
Kick them.
Kick.
I'll kick.
Kick them.
Kick it.
One. You mentioned cloning earlier.
Kid loves cloning.
If we're swinging for the fences,
I dangled. I dangled that
there. There could be an. There could be a confirmation of a Snoke. In like ooh, like we got a little
yeah.
glimpse of
they definitely
the, of
teased
the, tube.
The facilities.
They teased it in the yeah. in the glimpse of the, right. the tank. Mm-hmm. You know. But maybe a confirmation of a Snoke, like we actually see whether it's still in the tank, but actually like a clear shot of like that Snoke, or even a Palpatine somewhere lurking about with the cloning stuff. I think
Palpatine's the cloning
way more of a stretch.
Just
yeah.
left.
I
my
think
brain
cloning.
Went to a Michael Scott. we're just throwing around the word A before a Luke or a Han or
yeah. or, yeah, yeah. Or a Leia.
You know,
or
Bynes.
That was the exact one. The skill of a Marx or a Bynes.
A Bynes. it's such a good reference that he's naming these heroes, and it's Amanda Bynes.
Oh, man.
Of a Bynes or a Hope.
Or a Hope.
It's a Bynes or a Hope.
Chat, Jack saying,
Bob
what
Hope
could...
and Amanda Bynes.
Jack saying, what could possibly, what could top Luke? That's true. What I don't know.
Oh
if,
my God.
If,
wow.
Even if they've got these right. secrets, that,
apparently
you know,
a rock.
I don't know if anything could top.
Killed him. He died on a rock. That beat him.
That's true.
He just disappeared.
No Sith.
No,
could.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. What
also,
could, what could?
Can we talk about Obi-Wan?
People laugh, but
no Sith are a speciality.
Yeah.
Except for the last time you fought
for
a Sith,
all of
you were unconscious. He's losing limbs. Not only are they not your specialty, they're clearly your weakness. And also, Obi-Wan
you fight
goes
them very rarely.
Our speciality, and then he gets defeated yeah. by him again. 5 seconds later, Obi-Wan is being crushed by the balcony falling on him. As you know, Palpatine's saying, "Leave him, or you'll never make it.
His fate will be the same as ours."
It's literally only Anakin who will then become a Sith who is able to destroy the Sith. But Obi-Wan does not have a good track record with the Sith at all.
No.
In fact, it's only Anakin who he finally ends up beating. And that's just because he knows all his moves. He trained him.
That's true.
Right.
That's yeah. true.
Although Obi-Wan is great.
Chat saying
a speciality.
Snoke's a people laugh, but Snoke's a very important character.
He
Snoke,
is.
Snoke is the villain that has the least backstory.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about.
So
there.
I definitely think at some point we'll get confirmation
Snoke.
That Snoke is the involved with Mando,
okay.
the cloning stuff.
Yeah.
Not Mando directly, but the Mando show.
Yeah,
I've died before.
It says so did Darth Maul, but look at him now. Yeah, kind of. Yep, and
that's
then
true.
He became such a huge character.
I love it. I would love more Snoke. Yeah. More Andy Serkis as Snoke too.
Absolutely.
Give it. Give it.
Yeah. It says Maul was supposed to be thrown away, but the fans resurrected him. Yeah, I know that was a big push on George too.
George
was
yeah.
George was a big front runner on bringing back Maul. Getting him back
sort
involved.
Of, you know, sort of has spider legs or whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's Snoke. Maybe it's a different cape. Maybe it's a Cal Kestis. Maybe it's
a Bynes.
A Bynes or a Hope. I was just rewatching. Randomly,
yeah,
it popped in my head of the scene today, and I just looked up like 2 hours before this podcast of. I YouTubed the scene of Michael Scott talking with Oscar, and Oscar's telling him about surpluses and how they have to spend the money by the end of the day. And he comes in and he's like, Michael, and he says this thing, and he goes, why don't you explain? And Michael's like, proud of himself, why don't you explain this to me like I'm an 8-year-old? And he looks at the camera like, this would be a good test for Oscar.
Yeah.
And then he says the thing about like, well, you have this much, obviously that's this surplus, you have to spend this by the end of the day or else it's, and he goes, why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5? Explain this to me like I'm 5.
You have a lemonade stand.
You have a lemonade stand. Daddy Mommy gave you this amount. Mommy, Dad, you this amount. If you don't spend it, then next year, Mike goes, I'll be 6. Next year, I'll be 6. And yes. next year,
it'll only give you $9 because he thinks that's all you need to understand.
And he goes, only $9. Mike goes, hey. Oh, he's like starting to. Next year,
Burlington
I'll be six.
Coat Factory.
Yeah, the next
that's
summer.
That's going to be six.
So good.
Burlington Coat Factory.
All right. That's our other cast. Avatar cast on the list for 23. And
the Michael Scott
Michael
cast.
Scott. The most inappropriate episodes of The Office cast.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
How fast can our podcast be canceled?
Yes.
How fast
Tune
can
in
we
to
be
find
cast
out.
Aside?
Cast aside. Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
2023 Star Wars ranking and theories. If you guys want to engage on here on our channel on YouTube, if you're listening to this back, make sure to check the channel too. We post some things on there, whether it's questions, polls, whatever it is. You guys can stay engaged that way. Obviously, we got our live show every week. Yeah. But if you haven't already, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel. Tell a friend about us here at Star Wars.
Keep an eye out for our release of the Night Sisters track.
Our
coming
Night
soon
Sister,
to where
Night
music
Sister
is streamed.
Track. Yeah. That was supposed to be a Christmas giveaway.
That's
but
a, you know.
Apparently, we're telling them now. That's it. We'll catch you guys in the next one. And as always, may the Force be with you.
I don't like sand. You know, it's coarse, rough. It's everything, and it gets everywhere.
Of course, that's Jay Leno playing.
It's Jay Leno,
young Anakin Skywalker.
Well, Anakin Skywalker. Yeah. If that one is walking, Skywalker takes the lead.
If you made it this far and you enjoyed that episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell a friend about us here at Star Wars Guys. Your support is much appreciated, and it never goes unnoticed. We'll see you all in the next episode.